Word of Prophecy broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
The message is entitled, A True Elder of the Church of Jesus Christ. A True Elder in Christ's Church. Beginning with a scripture found in the little book of Titus. Written by the Apostle Paul to one of his beloved sons in the faith. Titus 1, beginning in verse 4. To Titus, mine own son, after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. For this cause left I thee in Crete, that thou shouldest set in order the things that are wanting, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed thee. Now you note here that the Holy Ghost admonition to the young man, the young evangelist, or the young pastor, he did both under the guidance of the Apostle Paul. He said, now, rather than you traipsing around with me and being part of my evangelistic entourage, I'm going to leave you down at the church that God has helped us to organize through this ministry in Crete. And I've left you there, as he writes to him. The reason I left you there, he didn't tell him all of that when he left him. But he says, the reason I left you there, I want you to set in order the things that are wanting, and I want you to stay there long enough to ordain some elders in that city that's over that church and over the flock of God. Now, he didn't just leave him with that and say, okay, now go to it. Now, what would the young man do if he didn't know how to choose an elder when he saw one? How would he know an elder? Well, the fact that he left him there for quite a period of time is fact enough to show us that God wants us to look at an elder's fruit, to look at an elder's qualifications, to be able to discern a real elder from among the professing men who claim to be Christians. So he says, now I want to give you the qualifications of that elder. Now here they begin in Titus 1 and 6. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. This leaves most men out right to start with. For a bishop must be blameless. And the word bishop is the same word as elder. Though it don't mean some big shot with a flowing robe and a big crown on his head and a rod in his hand and a big cross around his neck and having, you know, being eulogized by some great big fella from the from headquarters, you know. That's not what a bishop is. A bishop is an elder. A bishop is an overseer of God's people. He oversees. He stands in between the people of God and the devil and false prophets and heresies and all that kind of a thing. We'll get to that in a few moments. Bishop, overseer, and elder is from the same word, episcopus. For a bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he hath been taught. Yes. See, he didn't get it originally. He had to be taught it by the originator or the one who received the initial or original message, like the Apostle Paul. Now, Paul was instructing him, now you've been taught it, now you teach it, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision. Now, here's the work of an elder or a bishop or an overseer, whose mouths must be stopped, who subvert whole houses, teaching things which they ought not, for filthy lucre's sake. If they didn't get X amount of dollars, they wouldn't teach you X amount of Bible instruction. You know, they had to have a certain amount of money. Well, that's why Paul said in the qualifications that he can't be a striker. He don't quit because he's not paid well. He's still like the old ox. He's faithful even whenever the fodder is not very plentiful. Now he says their mouths must be stopped because they subvert whole houses. And subvert is the very contrast of convert. It means to pervert or to seduce them, to bewitch them, beguile them, deceive them, to mislead them, cause them to go astray. He said they're subverting whole houses, teaching things they ought not to, for filthy lucre's sake. And one of themselves, that's down on the island of Crete where Paul had left this young elder named Titus, he said one of their own prophets says of them Cretans that they're always liars, they're evil beasts, they're slow bellies. That means they're lazy gluttons. All they want to do is eat, but they don't want to work. You ain't seen any of them kind of Christians anywhere? You can find a plenty of them. They like to eat, but they don't like to work. All right, he said, this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Now, there's some rebuking to do. And an elder, God puts him over the church, and he's not a prophet. He's not an apostle. He's not an evangelist. He's not a pastor. He's not a teacher. An elder is an overseer to be put over the local flock of God. Oh, you hear all kind of these high-sounding, highfalutin titles, you know. Oh, this is elder so-and-so. And he ought to probably be shot or fed to a shark or something, because all he's doing is perverting God's word and misleading God's people. And anybody that's leading somebody to hell ought to be shot. That's a terrible thing to cause somebody to go to hell. Most preachers, that's where they're leading them. They're sure not leading them out of the world, out of their sins, and getting them right with God. So where are they leading them? Had to be leading them to hell. There's only two places to go. There's no halfway point. There's no halfway house. There's no intermission that you have off somewhere in some oasis in a desert somewhere in between heaven and hell. There's no in between. And any preacher's not leading folks to godliness, to holiness, is not leading them to heaven. He's leading them to hell. And all through the Word of God, there's nothing set forth more prominently in Israel and in the church than the elders that God ordained through anointed prophets and apostles to set over the people of God to rule them. Lord, have mercy's sakes. Where are you going to find elders today? The only place you can find them, some of these old heretic churches where they give them the title without the qualifications. And those qualifications are the identification of a true elder. Not the title, not the sheepskin he got out of some cemetery or seminary, but it is the qualification of the Holy Ghost. And let's give you that scripture here from the Apostle Paul about the elders of the church. In Acts 20, beginning in verse 17, and from Miletus, Paul sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. Then in this discourse that he gave them when they came to him from Ephesus down to Miletus, which is on the Dardanelles over, it's in Turkey, that's where Ephesus is, and Miletus, they were right across Europe from Greece, across the Dardanelles, the Bosporus, or whatever you want to call it, over in Turkey. And there the Apostle Paul called the elders that he himself had laid hands upon, ordained to be overseers over the church of God that Christ had purchased with his blood. Now he says in verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers. And that's the same word again for elders or bishops. I've made you overseers or elders or bishops over the church of God to feed it, because he purchased it with his own blood. And why did he put them there? For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in. Grievous wolves are going to come right on my heels, Paul says, and they're going to enter in among you and not spare the flock. So Paul the Apostle had ordained elders.